35, and down he goes. Hank Grimminger intercepts at midfield on a pass intended for Root. The Packers have their second interception. They have the ball at the Giants' 36-yard line, first and 10.
There's only one way to stop the passers in this league. You got to put pressure on them because they're all great, and that's just what the Green Bay Packers have done to Y.A. Tittle here this afternoon. They have put tremendous pressure on him, and as a result, they're ahead 14-0.
The Packers' offensive unit is ready. To the left, McGee. To the right, Dowler. Kramer on the left side at the tight end, Ron Kramer. It is straight ahead. Jimmy Taylor trying to find running room. Comes to the outside to the 32-yard line. Before he is hit down by Dick Lynch and Jim Patton. Jim Taylor running off to his left. Tom Scott was in on the play as well. For the Giants, Jim Cat Cavage, 240 from Dayton. Dick Modzelewski, 260 from Maryland. Rosie Greer of Penn State, 290. 230-pound Andy Robustelli, that's the front four. Cliff Livingston of UCLA, Sam Huff of West Virginia, Tom Scott of Virginia, the linebackers. Erich Barnes of Purdue, Joe Morrison is in there as well from Cincinnati. Jim Patton of Mississippi, Dick Lynch from Notre Dame. That's the Giant defensive unit on second down, 6. Snap of the ball, Paul Horning off the right side, big hole to the 26-yard line before he's hit down. A quick opener. Cap Cabbage wrestles down Horning, who hit in very quickly. And then Huff came in to help as well. It'll be a third and 1 at the 27 as the ball is spotted. 20 yards in, near side of the field. Second quarter has about 8 minutes remaining. The Packers are leading the Giants 14-0. Green Bay with the ball. Third and a long one at the Giant 27. To the right, Dowler. To the left, McGee. But McGee this time will only split out about 5 yards. Giants heavily masked up front. Snap of the ball. Jim Taylor off the right side. Fights his way to the 25 and then maybe a little bit more. It'll be close for a first down. Big pileup. Pat Cavey, Modzelewski, the linebacker on that side, Cliff Livingston, all in on the play. They're still unpiling. Let's see where they spot the ball. We're going to have a measurement. Jim, how in the world before a game starts one can predict breaks like we have had today and the team capitalizing on them is why it's so difficult to even try and predict the outcome of a game like this.
In the National Football League, I don't think anybody can make any sort of a prediction. It's well known around this league that any team can beat any other team on a given day, and oftentimes that is scoffed at, but I think that anyone who has watched this league long enough must agree on it. These are just tremendous football players on both sides here this afternoon, and of course, all around the NFL during the regular season, and it's been proven week in and week out.
The roar of the crowd told us it was a first down at the 25-yard line, and Green Bay's out of the huddle and ready to go again. Snap of the ball, pitch back to Taylor, coming to the outside. He cuts at the 25, is it a 20, out of bounds at the 20-yard line. As he's dealt it out by Dick Lynch and actually came out of bounds backward. The big play that time, the big block that time, was thrown by Fuzzy Thurston inside of that block and moved Taylor to pick up about 5 yards. Will bring up second down 5 as Taylor came out to his left to the near sideline with the Packers moving right to left here in the second period. Ball spotted inbounds marker near side of the field, second down 5, Green Bay up the Giant 20-yard line with a little better than 7 minutes unofficially remaining in the first half, and the Packers leading 14-0. Wide to the right, Dowler. To the left, McGee. Lynch covers McGee. Barnes is on Dowler. That's the way it looks at the moment. Ball snaps. Star fades as if the pass hands off to Horning, and he goes ahead on a halfback draw play to about the 17-yard line. Wrestled down by Big Dick Modzelewski. It appears that Horning will be short of a first down by about 2 yards. Although they're still unpiling. The ball is spotted at the 17. It'll be third and about 2.
At the risk of being repetitious here, it is Starr who deserves just more credit, I guess, than I can give him up here for his wonderful ball handling. And, of course, his faking and play calling has been outstanding, at least in my opinion, so far today.
Our big third down two play is about to unfold. Ball snap. Paul Hornung off the right side makes his cut, and he dives to about the 15. He actually just dove and burrowed his way to about the 15-yard line. We will watch the referee and the head linesman to see if it is a first down. It is.
When you have a fullback such as Jim Taylor, the fans, especially Green Bay fans, consider him, of course, a real powerhouse, which he is. He's considered out around the league, and Paul Hornung is not considered a power runner, I think mostly because of Jim Taylor being in that backfield with him, but he's got plenty of power, too.
The Packers come out of the huddle and are set at the line of scrimmage. McGee left, Dowler right. Starr fakes, gives to Taylor off the left side, and he goes for just a couple to about the 13. Greer, Robustelli there to meet him. The Packers offensively, as interior linemen, have Bob Skowronski, Fuzzy Thurston, Jim Ringo, Forrest Gregg, Norm Masters, Ron Kramer doing the bulk of the blocking up front. Max McGee, the split left end. Bart Starr, Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor, Boyd Dowler rounding out the backfield. Tom Moore is up and sort of jumping up and down in front of the Packer bench in front of us, and we may see him in a moment. He is a backfield replacement for the Packers. Gain on that last play, 2 yards at most. Second down, 8 at the Giant, 13.5. Starr fades the pass, looks, goes over the middle to Kramer at the 5, touchdown! Over the middle. This time he lined up as a tight left end, broke over the middle, was hit at the 5, but carried his man into the end zone for a touchdown. Hornung will try to add another point. The ball is down, kicks in the air, it's good. There's timeout on the field with a score. The Green Bay Packers 21, the New York Giants nothing.
Charlie, I've just come from Neighbors, and I think there's something wrong with us.
But, Marge...
You know that family room they built? Well, they've got a savings account and an insured savings and loan association, and that's how they paid for it.
But, Marge, I...
Now, don't give me any excuses, Charlie. If they can do it, I don't see why...
But, Marge, I...
All you do is go in and open an account and then add it 11 months. Your savings are an income, too.
But, Marge,
I'm not going to listen to any buts. There's an insured savings and loan association, right?
But, Marge, I have an account at an insured savings and loan association.
You have?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. But, Marge...
Yes, dear.
There's no reason you can't open one, too, in your own name. Two accounts in a family are better than one.
Here at City Stadium in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with Jim Leeming, this is Ray Scott. And so far, and I always like to qualify things in a situation like this, Jim, so far the Packers have certainly been a most impressive ball club, if for no other reason because they've been able to capitalize on the breaks that have come their way.
They have that, and in this league, never count either team out, no matter what the score is, until that final whistle blows. Ben Agajanian getting ready to kick off, Ray.
Agajanian comes to the ball. His kick will be taken by Wells at the 11, to the 15, 20, right side, 25, swings to the left, the 30, fights his way to the 39-yard line. Nitschke has him there, along with Dan Curry and Lee Fulkins. So the Giants will have the ball. They have been victimized so far by two pass interceptions. Both led to touchdowns, and Charlie Connerly will be in at quarterback, as you predicted he might, Chip. Connerly, wearing tennis shoes, sends the Giants into a spread formation, strong right. Connerly fades the pass. He looks. He has time. His ball is batted in the air. It is going to be falling at the 43-yard line of the Giants harmlessly. as Dave Tanner put tremendous pressure on Connerly. And Jim, once again, the pressure being put on the passer, whether so far it be Tittle or Connerly, by this forward wall of the Packers has been just unbelievable.
As I mentioned a while ago, Ray, only one way you can stop these great passers, that's make them throw it as quick as you possibly can, and that's just what Green Bay has done this afternoon.
Unofficially, we have the Giants completing 2 of 11 passes and have had 2 intercepted. Both led to touchdowns. 2nd and 10, Giants from their own 38 moving left to right. Connerly, snap of the ball, fades, as if the pass, hand off to Webster on a draw play off the left side, fights his way to the 45-yard line. Alex Webster, running with tremendous power, is finally nailed at the Giant 45-and-a-half, or 6-yard line, a gain of near 7. Webster getting up a bit slowly. He was hampered somewhat by injuries through the season, but he had a great year, ranking only behind Jimmy Brown and Jimmy Taylor as a leading rusher in the National Football League. 3rd down and 3. Packers lead 21-0. 2nd quarter has about 4 minutes remaining. Giants moving left to right with a 3rd and 3, and the veteran Charlie Connerly, 14 years in the league, from Ole Miss. He sends Rote to the right, Schaffner to the left. Wells and Webster behind him. Now they move out to the right again on a spread. Webster moving to the right. Connerly fades the pass. A penalty marker is down. He is throwing for Walton. And Willie Wood almost intercepts as he breaks it down at the 17-yard line, but a penalty marker was dropped. Joe Walton, the former pit star, tight end, broke downfield. Willie Wood that time covering him along with Hank Greminger. The ball was broken down, but the penalty is against Green Bay. Referee George Renix indicating offside. It gives the Giants a 1st down, their 3rd of the game. It comes at midfield. 1st down, the Giants at midfield. Ball 20 yards in, far side of the field. 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Packers leading by 21-0. Touchdown run by Horning. 2 touchdown passes by Starr. 1 to Dowler, 1 to Ron Kramer. Extra points by Horning. The Giants are up to the line. Phil King is in the backfield now in place of Webster. Formerly played at Vanderbilt. Snap of the ball. Connerly fades the pass. He has a lot of time. Throws out to the left. And it is in and out of the hands of Wells at the 45-yard line of Green Bay in the left flat to the far sideline. Phil King, he also hampered by injuries much of the season, played his collegiate ball at Vanderbilt. He is in the backfield replacing Alex Webster, and as we told you a moment ago, Webster got up very slow after going about 7 yards on a draw play.
Joe Wells just looked about a fraction of a second too late on that one, because he was pretty well open, and Chuck hit him just about right too, but he had looked back just a fraction of a second too late.
2nd down, 10 at midfield for New York. Walton this time lines up way out to the right. He's outside of Rote as Connerly fades the pass. Looks, he is throwing for Rote. He's down the middle and it is caught, and he is tackled at the 15-yard line. A beautiful catch by Kyle Rote right over the middle, and it was Willie Wood defending and helping on the tackle along with Hank Greminger, and the Giants have their first real threat of the game with a 1st down as the veteran Charlie Connerly, as he has done so often, rallies the Giant forces with a drive that moves to the Packer 15. 1st and 10 with a little over 3 minutes left in the first half, and Green Bay leading by 21-0. Whistle on the field. Connerly is going to the bench to talk apparently to Ollie Sherman. So we are going to have a brief lull in activities here. So we tell you right now that we pause 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Well, Jim, it's amazing how Charlie Connerly, time and time again, can come off that bench and rally the Giants just when they need him most.
Charlie's done it so many times over the years for the New York Giants that the New York Giants fans just expect him to do it. In other words, when he comes in there, they say, well, Charlie will pull it out for us, and he has done it, as they show, so many times. On that last pass reception by Kyle Rote, I would guess about now that Kyle has warmed up. He dropped a couple in the first quarter when he was warming up, but he has a great pair of hands, and he very seldom drops them when they're anywhere near him. And on that one, he was well covered, actually, by Wood. And I think that from here on in, if they get it near him, he'll hold on. He's another old pro, and a true old pro, too, a guy that the fans have come to count on, the Giant fans have, and he seldom, if ever, lets them down.
And so the Giants are ready and are up to the line. Walton to the right. Schachter a tight left, and Kyle Roy a flanker on the right side. Snap of the ball, Phil King on the draw to the left side. He's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 8-yard line going off to the left. Phil King, finally nailed by Bill Quinlan and Ray Mitschke. A good game as Phil King moves inside the Packer 10 going to the far sideline. Ball spotted at the inbounds marker. Far side of the field at the Packer 8-yard line, and it's second down 3. A little better than 2 minutes left in the first half. The Giants have plenty of time here to score. They trail 21-0. The Packers striking early. Connolly sends his Giants up to the line. Webster is back in the backfield now. Alex Webster. Schachter to the left. Snap of the ball. Off to the right comes Webster. He is belted down at the 6-yard line by Mitschke. And Dan Curry. Close to a first down, within about a yard of a first down. Whistle on the field. The 2-minute warning is about to be given to Vince Lombardi, the head coach of the Packers, and now to Ali Sherman, the head coach of the Giants. 2 minutes remain in the first half. At Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Packers have a lead, 21-0, but the Giants are threatening with a 3rd-and-1 coming up at the Packers' 6-yard line.
Phil King is an exceptionally big guy for a halfback. He's just gone out of the game. He's 6'4", weighs 225 pounds, and he's one of those fellows that the Giants hope and fully expect that someday he's going to develop into a real fine halfback, and he showed them plenty of steam as he took that ball and almost got away.
The Giants are ready. 3rd-and-1 at the 6. Snap of the ball, and it is Webster coming up straight ahead. And he may or may not have the first down.
Ray, I noticed that Charlie Connerly is wearing his sneaks. He's the only one of the Giants, and I guess he figured that he could do it better with the sneaks on, and he is wearing them out there now.
I may have called the last ball carrier as Alex Webster. I think I did. It was Joel Wells, and he is now replaced by Gators. They did not make the first down. It is still 4th-and-1 at the 6. The rookie Gators is in the backfield along with Webster. 4th-and-1 at the 6. Ball is snapped. Out to the outside comes Gators looking for receiver throws, and he overthrows. Hits the hand of Roach in the end zone, and it falls behind him incomplete. Bob Gators swinging out to the right. Threw a pass intended for Roach in the corner of the end zone on the right. He hit the left hand of Roach. The ball dropped harmlessly in the end zone as far as players are concerned. And the touchback, first down, 10 Green Bay from the 20.
That was a good call by Charlie Connolly. He did catch the package just a little bit by surprise on that. They didn't expect Bob Gators to pass, and Roach had gotten free, but he threw it just a little bit too high for him.
Green Bay takes over from their own 20 as they push back the first real threat of the Giants today. Starr hands off to the right. It's Paul Horning to the 20, 25, to the 30, 35, 37-yard line. Paul Horning. Paul Horning off to the right, cut back beautifully, moved to the 36-yard line. A Giant has been shaken up with about 1 minute left in the half. And this is going to require a timeout to be called for him. And Bart Starr is coming to the near sideline to confer with Vince Lombardi. And it is always, I think, perhaps a little unfair, Jim, to pick out one player or another, particularly at this point in the game. But I am truly amazed by the performance of Paul Horning with the somewhat limited time that he has had to practice.
He seems to be the only back in there running from scrimmage that is having little or no trouble with footing. And he is wearing the cleated shoes, and as we mentioned before the ball game started, the Giants had come out on the field for their pregame warm-up with sneaks on. The Green Bay Packers had tried it earlier, before they had come out for their official pregame warm-up, and Vince Lombardi, the coach, said that he just didn't feel that they were getting or would have any advantage at all by wearing the sneaks, so they decided to go with the regular cleated football shoe. The Giants warmed up with the sneaks, and Coach Allie Sherman undoubtedly made the same decision since they're wearing the cleated shoes too, with the exception of Charlie Connerly, and he's in there, and Charlie plays it pretty much the way he wants to as far as his equipment's concerned. He's been in this league a long, long time, and every time you watch him play, you just have to appreciate a master at work.
One of the truly great defensive backs in professional football, Jimmy Patton, was shaken up on that last play in his seventh year from the University of Mississippi, and although on his feet, is leaving the game. He'll be replaced by a rookie back from Arnold, Alan Webb, 5'11 and 180. First down, Green Bay at their 37-yard line. Time is in. We're ready to go. Dowler to the right, McGee to the left. Tom Moore is in the backfield along with Horning. He is in there in place of Jimmy Taylor. Snap of the ball. Horning to the left side. Cuts to the 40, 45-yard line. Horning running beautifully behind fine offensive blocking. Moves for 7 yards, and it'll be a second down three at the Packer 44. The Packers immediately call a timeout to conserve the time remaining here in the first half. Unofficially, 52 seconds. Score, Packers 21, Giants nothing. If you joined us late, the first touchdown of the game scored by Horning, 6.5 yards after a scoreless first quarter on the first play of the second period. A pass interception by Nitschke at the Giants 34 set up the second touchdown. A pass from Starr to Dowler of 13 yards. Hank Greminger intercepted a pass at the Giant 36-yard line. Bart Starr hit Ron Kramer with a 13-yard scoring pass. Horning converted after every TD, and it's 21-0 right now, and we're ready to go. Second down, about three. Green Bay at their own 44, moving right to left. Dowler to the right. Kramer a tight left end. McGee outside him. He split left. Giants with a five-man line right now on second down three. Starr hands off to Tom Moore off the right side. He fights his way to about the 48-yard line. He might have a first down. Cat Cabbage and Sam Huff make the stop. Forward progress near the 48. We'll watch the referee, George Renix. First down is indicated. Green Bay, a first down as the clock is running. And into the game for the Packers goes Ken Iman, number 53, a second-year player from Southeast Missouri. He goes onto the field, and he is coming immediately out.
Ray, the Packers just, at this point, give an indication of how they feel about this ball game. Although they have a 21-0 lead, they certainly aren't putting that away. They could have, I suppose, as a matter of fact, they could have, with just 26 seconds left in the first half, they could have run out the clock, but they decided on calling timeout and perhaps going for that big one to get in at halftime here with maybe 28 points if they possibly could. The Giants have other ideas, and time is about back in, so back to Race Guy.
Tom Moore, for those of you who have not followed the Packers this year, is in his second year. They're back in there now in place of Jim Taylor, and Tom played at Vanderbilt. First down, Green Bay at their own 48. To the right, Dowler. To the left, McGee. Starr, crouched under center, calls the Green Bay signals, and fades back to pass. He is looking, he is throwing for Kramer, and he has it at the 35-yard line, 30-yard line, 25, 20, racing to the 15-yard line. The clock is running. The Packers may not have time for another play. They're hurriedly lining up. The Giants are trying desperately to get onside with seconds left. First down, quick pass, penalty flag is dropped. The scoreboard clock shows 2 seconds remaining in the half. The Packers are trying to line up. The Giants were trying to line up. A timeout is right now in effect because the penalty flag was dropped. And apparently there are seconds remaining. And Green Bay, with a five-yard penalty now being assessed against the New York Giants for offside, will have a chance at a field goal. Horning will attempt it. Starr will hold. Angle to the right from the Giants 17. We're just about ready. A lot of confusion there for a moment. Starr's in holding position. Horning's ready. Ball is snapped. The ball is down. The kick is in the air. It's good. That's the end of the first half. With the score, the Green Bay Packers 24, the New York Giants nothing.
Well, both of the teams have come back on the field, and we're getting ready with these fans about to leave the field, so we'll be set to go with a second half kickoff in just a moment. While we have a minute here, let's see how well you know your football. You've heard of some long passes, but do you know who threw the shortest touchdown pass of them all? Think hard, and while you're thinking,
why don't you settle back and have a full play for settle back with a Marlboro? Make yourself comfortable whenever you smoke.
The answer, Eddie LeBaron. Last year with the Dallas Cowboys, he threw a touchdown pass from the 2-inch line. Sometimes the little ones count in a big way. Now here's another one for you. What's the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste? That's easy. Marlboro.
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter. Flavor. Pack or box.
Interesting statistics, a couple of them on the first half action here. The Green Bay Packers recorded 7 first downs to 1 for the New York Giants in rushing. In passing, the Packers have 5 and the New York Giants have 2. Yards gained rushing net 101 for the Packers and 4 for the Giants, and yards gained passing net 106 yards for the Packers and 45 for the Giants. So we've seen a great effort in the first half of this ball game by the Green Bay Packers. They were up, they were ready, and I can assure you too that the New York Giants were just as ready and just as up. The Packers have capitalized on a couple of pass interceptions. The line play has been just about all you could ask for from any team, defensively especially, from this Packer defensive unit. Well, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. Well, as the teams get ready for this second half action, let's go over for the second half starting lineup and Ray Scott.
Thank you again, Jim. The roar of the crowd for the Packers as they take their position. The last band entertaining here at halftime is still on the field, although down at the goal line to the left. The Packers have taken their position as they are about to receive their first kickoff of the day, because they kicked off at the start of the game, and leading by 24 to nothing, of course, the Giants have not kicked off yet today. The deep end to receive for Green Bay, as they have been most of the year, will be Tom Moore and Herb Adderley. Tom from Vanderbilt, his second year. Adderley, a first-year player from Michigan State. The Giants are getting set to kick off, and the band is leaving the field. We almost had 3 teams here, Jim, including the band.
I'll tell you, the band had a halftime activity, and they weren't going to quit till they were finished with it. That's all it was doing.
Kicking off will be Pat Summerall, the veteran place kicker for the Giants. He, of course, played at Arkansas. Referee George Renix is still holding up play because, I'd say 15 or 20 of the bandsmen are at the goal line to our left and behind the New York Giants. And again, the sun is shining. Although, don't get me wrong, there's no heat wave in Green Bay. All things considered, it's just about as much as we could hope for. We're ready to go. Summerall comes to the ball. His kick is high and fairly short. It will land at the 20, be picked up and taken to the 25, 30, 35, and down falls Ray Nitschke, I do believe. That's right, Ray Nitschke, who played some fullback in his football career, although known in professional football as a linebacker, takes the short kickoff, moves it to the Packer 36-yard line. We're trying to cut, he falls down. The Packers have the ball from their own 36, moving right to left, and this second half is underway. And Jim Patton, we are happy to tell you, is in there defensively for New York. He was shaken up in the first half.